So I'm a queer poly femme. I also like to go by the word dyke, because we had dyke marches in Chicago, because that's where I'm from. And in the early 80s, I loved to look at women, I loved to photograph women, but the femmes I wanted to be like, I didn't want to have sex with them. So I was confused. I liked Buddy from Family, or Jodie Foster, or Joe from The Facts of Life, because that's what was about as butch as it was on TV. So then I went to college, and I met my husband at 19. We were together since we were 19. We were together 24 years. He was gay. And I thought, I don't have any problem with that. Not thinking anything, of course. So I went to college, graduated, went to my first job. I was a substance abuse counselor. There was a woman that came in from a rape crisis center, and she was talking about her life or rape crisis center in regards to substance abuse. And I looked at her, and I was like, I have to meet her. And I didn't know what that meant. But when I went to grad school, I sought her out to be my internship supervisor. I'm like, that's it. So she was my supervisor, and I had the hugest crush on her, not knowing what exactly that was. She introduced me to the Women's Music Festival in Michigan, which unfortunately is no longer around. So my story is really about learning about myself at the Women's Music Festival. She invited me to come, and I had a 4-year-old daughter at that point. I had just graduated from grad school with a master's in social work. I don't like to camp. I am a girly girl. Like, if I had a jacuzzi and maybe a cabin, that'd be great. I bought a tent, did all this stuff, had no idea what I was going to do. I get there, it is 90 degrees, and I'm thinking, I'm not taking off my clothes. Like, I'm not going to be naked in front of 5,000 women. It was so hot, I took off my shirt so fast, it was just like, oh, that's it. I was trying to put my tent together, couldn't do it. These 4 women came over and they're like, you just sit with your babe, we'll put it together. And I'm like, really? And they just put it together and like, you better run to dinner because like it's an hour ahead of time, so it's going to close. And I'm like, oh. So I take my 4-year-old daughter, we run all the way to the meal, we're standing in line, and this woman's like, you don't have any silverware or plates or anything. And I'm like, no. Like, I was just didn't know anything. So she's like, just a second. She disappears. She comes back with plates, silverware, everything for us to use for the time that we're there. And I'm like sobbing at this point because where can you go where people are like this? And I'm just touched. So I am having such a good time. And my daughter is going to Gaia's Girls Camp, and they're open till midnight because there's songs and all concerts and everything playing. So she is 4 years old. We've never cut her hair. It's down to like her butt. And I come, 12 o'clock. I'm like, woohoo! And this girl meets me. And she has piercings everywhere. Now, this is probably 1993. And she looks at me and she's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, what? And my daughter comes up to me and she looks at me and she's crying because she has cut her hair. And she's like, she said it would be okay. And I'm like, and so I'm like, it is okay. And I start crying. And she's like, why are you crying? I like your hair. It's okay if you don't like it. And so I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. It's your body, your choice. So we have to get her haircut. And they have haircuts there. So the next morning, we go into the craft area, and we get her haircut, and she has this cute little page boy and bangs, and we get done and we show her it, and she starts sobbing. I look like a boy! And everybody's like, it's okay! And we're walking back to our tent, and she's sobbing that she looks like a boy. So finally, she gets enough compliments where I think she's confident in herself because she has her short hair. And now you have to understand, the Women's Festival is a place I could have my child and not worry about her being taken or raped or touched inappropriately. She could run around naked, and I didn't have to worry about it. We got up at midnight because there was drumming around the triangle of campfire, and I sat there with her, and it was the most amazing experience not to have to worry about my daughter for the first time in the 4 years of her life. That we could just sit there and experience music and just love it. And so my daughter just fell in love with the music festival. And she wanted to live there. Try explaining to a four-year-old that you don't live at the music festival. It's very difficult. So on our way home, camped up, brought everything up, and we had to leave a little early, so they were taking us out in trucks. And there was a woman who had a beard, and she was taking us back to our car. And my daughter just started sobbing. I don't want to leave. I don't want to go back there. I love it here. I can't leave. And the woman just looked at her, and she was like, we'll always be here for you in August, honey. You can always come back here. We're not usually here during the month, during the year, but we will always be in your heart. So just remember us. And it calmed her down. And that was my experience about kind of coming out and coming to myself at the festival.